Oh, the love of God, the Spirit of God is leading us to serve. Hallelujah. 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 Acts 1. Acts chapter 1. Let's read. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. 6. When they therefore came together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his power. Verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We see Jesus here telling the disciples one thing. He says, for John truly baptized with water, but he was going to baptize with the Holy Ghost. Now, we know that this baptism of the Holy Ghost talks about the receiving of the Holy Ghost that every believer has the very moment he believes the gospel. Okay, just let's go to Ephesians 1:14. Ephesians 1:14. Verse 13, Ephesians 1:13. It says, In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So this establishes and this tells us that when we believe the gospel, the very moment we hear about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, and we say, yes, we believe, what happens to us is that we receive the Holy Spirit of God. Now, we receive the indwelling of the Spirit. God lives inside of us. Now, let's go back to Acts 1 now. Let's go back to Acts 1. Now, this was what Jesus was explaining here. Now, he says, for ye shall receive... John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. Now, these guys had believed here. The baptism of the Holy Ghost talked about here. When you come down to verse 8, it says, but ye shall receive power... After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Now, here these guys had received the Holy Spirit. But the receiving of the power now talks about what? Lambano, laying hold of power. And he says, but ye shall, when you lay hold of power, after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. And what shall ye do because of this power that you shall lay hold on because of the indwelling of the Spirit inside of you? He says, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. So the indwelling of the Spirit births ministry in us. It births ministry in us. And what is this ministry? What is this ministry? What is this? We do the will of God because we have the Spirit of God inside of us. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit spurs us. It is that strength we have. It is the capacity we have. We don't do ministry with our intellectual knowledge or our intellectual capacity. We don't do ministry because we know how to talk, because we are eloquent or fluent in speech. No, we do ministry because the Holy Ghost lives inside of us, because we take our power. So when we do ministry, we are taking out of the power of the Holy Ghost inside of us, and we get men saved. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 2. First Timothy 2 verse 3. Now what are we going to be witnesses of? 1 Timothy 2:3. Okay, let's read. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. This is what we are witnesses of. this is what we tell men, that God has made a way of salvation for you, and that way it's only in Christ Jesus. And like it has been established already here, it says we do not only get men saved, no, we teach them. So Minister Harry Tito said something very important. He said, when you go on evangelism and when you meet a man who is saved, you do what? You teach him. So we don't just save men. No, we teach men. We bring men to come to know the truth of God. And what enables us? What gives us the strength? What gives us the power? The Spirit of God. Because we take hold, we lay hold, we receive, we lay hold. We take hold of this power of the Spirit. So God's power in us is real. Is real. It's real. And this power is not that we have physical abilities, it's that we have the Holy Spirit of God dwelling inside of us. That's what it brings us alive. It brings us alive. In the place of ministry, we are not dull. In the place of ministry, we are not incapacitated. No, we have the Spirit of God inside of us. So there is no man that is too difficult for us to save. There is no man that is too difficult for us. There is no man that is too difficult for us to teach. Let's just pray in tongues. Let's just pray in tongues. Let's just pray in tongues. Oh, Pasha Kabadi and Adabayandi. And this will of God is what we have put our 2 feet on the ground to see. Until this is done, we will not give our eyes sleep. We will not rest until the knowledge of God covers the earth as waters over the sea. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God's Spirit in us is real. His power at work in us. Salvation and ministry is the order of the day. For God will
salvation.
Jesus is Lord, and that God has made him the only way of salvation, and that man come to know the truth of God and the truth of the love of God, that every man is saved, and that every man comes to the knowledge of the truth. That is our devotion. That is what we are set out for. That is the only thing that matters to us. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else. So if you don't have money, it doesn't matter, but that the truth of Christ we know is what matters to us. That we don't have food to eat, it doesn't matter. What matters is that the truth of God be known. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
We come alive to God's will. We come alive.